Hello, citizens. This is Poetry Radio. I'm Bill Morgan. This time, Gwendolyn Brooks is going to read her own poem, A Poem Doesn't...
A poem doesn't do everything for you. You are supposed to go on with your thinking. You are supposed to enrich the other person's poem with your extensions, your uniquely personal understandings, thus making the poem serve you. I pass you my poem to tell you we are all vulnerable. The midget, the mighty, the richest, the poor, men, women, children, and trees. I am vulnerable. Hector Peterson was vulnerable. My poem is life and not finished. It shall never be finished. My poem is life and can grow. Wherever life can grow, it will. It will sprout out and do the best it can. I give you what I have. You don't get all your questions answered in this world. How many answers shall be found in the developing world of my poem? I don't know. Nevertheless, I put my poem, which is my life, into your hands where it will do the best it can. I am not a tight-faced poet. I am tired of little tight-faced poets sitting down to shape perfect, unimportant pieces. Poems that cough lightly, catch back a sneeze. This is the time for big poems, roaring up out of sleeves. Poems from ice, from vomit, and from tainted blood. This is the time for stiff or viscous poems, big and big.
That was A Poem Doesn't by Gwendolyn Brooks, read by the poet. I'm Bill Morgan. Poetry Radio is a co-production of WGLT Radio and the Department of English at Illinois State University.